It was a promising young business, the Pheasant Aircraft Company. In the early days of aviation, a well-known pilot began making his own brand of planes and teaching customers to fly. Soon, demand was outpacing production, and the jobs were plentiful here in Northeast Missouri. But tragedy would strike in December of 1927. The story is today's edition of The American Countryside.
Can you tell if this burger contains bacteria that could cause kidney failure? Listen. Can't, can you? You can't see it either. There's only one way to tell if you've cooked meat and poultry to a bacteria-killing temperature. Use a food thermometer. It's not an extra step or a nice to have. Raw or undercooked meat may contain bacteria that can make you very sick or worse. 1 in 6 Americans will get sick from food poisoning this year, and roughly 3,000 will die. But you can keep your family safer by using a food thermometer every time. Learn more about this and other important information. Check your steps at foodsafety.gov. That's foodsafety.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Agriculture, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
In 1927, pilot Lee Briggs began the Pheasant Aircraft Company in Memphis, Missouri. Customers would often come here to learn to fly from Briggs and then fly their new plane home.
He was a real well-known pilot, and this fellow that he was teaching to fly the plane's name was Otis Oliver. And this Otis Oliver was staying here in Memphis with the family.
Dr. Larry Wiggins says this customer was having difficulty learning to pilot his new plane.
He had told this family that he was planning on flying this plane back to Ohio, where he was from, the next day or two, but he was having a little trouble with his banking of the plane.
Demand was strong, and Briggs had a steady list of folks wanting to learn to fly.
They was making these planes so fast, and this plane had just been manufactured just that day or the day before, and they didn't have any seat belts in it yet.
Tragedy struck on December 5th, 1927.
And when they were banking it out east of town here, some way or another, it got turned upside down, and then they fell out, and then the plane flew on east a little ways, and then it came back north, and then it came back around, circled around on its top, and it landed pretty close to where they fell out of it.
Both Briggs and Oliver were killed. The company was sold and left Memphis, but no more Pheasants were manufactured. The planes were far from forgotten, though. The final chapter of the story was this town's goal to bring one of the Pheasants back to its birthplace over 85 years later. It's next time. As we travel the countryside in Memphis, Missouri, I'm Andrew McRae.